is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Thank you.
boys come to town, people. I was walking down Hastings Street. I heard everybody talking about the Henry Swain Club. I decided I'd drop in there that night. And when I got there, I said, yes, people. Yes, they were really having a ball. Yes, I know. Boogie Chula.
John Lee Hooker, Boogie Chillum from 1948. Put him in the show because, well, there was a lot of blues music happening at the Vancouver Folk Festival, including Steve Dawson, which you heard before him with Singing the Blues. Steve Dawson is a Canadian from Vancouver, living in Nashville and producing some of the best records coming out of there, as well as, well, coming out of Canada. He's produced music from Matt Anderson and so many more, and is an incredible music director. So, kudos to Steve. He helped put the Neil Young tribute together, and it was fabulous. Got to play that on the main stage on the Saturday night in Van City. Nadidio is on the show as well from the West Coast and has played the festival as well. I got to hang out with Nadidi in Canmore a couple years back, and here's a song called Call Me Queen on the jukebox for your listening pleasure.
Been calling mother and her sister since the dawn of time. queen.
Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
It's a tune called Bangoru. It's a remix from the group Bab El Blues, and it's a New Orleans style kind of remix that the band from, well, they're a Moroccan French group, and now they've got that little nice twist in there too. Saw them at the festival and it was awesome. We also have music from Namgar. They are based in a little tiny village which borders Mongolia and the mountains of the Russian Republic in eastern Siberia. Really cool stuff. Namgar means white cloud, so you're going to hear them shortly. Also, Medicine Singers, they are an Algonquin powwow group. They've got a tune called Hawk Song coming up. Blue Moon Marquee, they won the Juno for Best Blues Artist of the Year a couple years ago. They're going to be on the show with Hound Dog on a Chain. They're from Wild Rose Country. and Ruthie Foster, a Grammy Award-winning soul singer and R&B blues singer, who was at the festival. I did the gospel session with her and a few other people, and Rich Hope was on that session. We're going to play him later. Also on that particular stage was Meredith Moon, the daughter of Gordon Lightfoot. We're going to play her as well. And right now, for your listening pleasure, this is Like Flowers. That's the song title, and this is Ruthie Foster on the jukebox.
is music for the human race. From Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
The Jukebox is proudly supported by Long McQuaid Musical Instruments. Head over there for their expert staff and their best selections anywhere.
This is Bird Note. Sandhill cranes are famous for gathering in the tens of thousands during spring migration in Nebraska. They roost overnight in shallow prairie rivers. Then, in the early morning, they take off. Within these massive gatherings of cranes are many smaller groups, tight-knit family units. A pair of adults might travel north with their young from the previous summer, along with grown-up offspring from several years ago. In the summer, cranes find places to nest in wetlands and open areas throughout the northern U.S. and Canada. They'll raise up to 3 chicks over the season. Sandhill crane families form a close bond. They typically will stick together for the journey south and the winter, even in large flocks. The parents will often stay together for the rest of their lives. Cranes may even recognize family members from many years ago. Researchers once observed that 2 20-year-old brothers and their mates formed a family group for the fall and winter. After decades, the family tie still held strong. For BirdNote, I'm Ariana Rimmel. BirdNote is supported by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. Learn more about the lab and their online Bird Academy at allaboutbirds.org.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.